Well, I'll give it a little bit of information about COVID boosters. We'll talk about narcissism. We'll talk about memory and its how flawed it is. But mostly we're going to talk about language and how the language has been co-opted and changes. Change from just something simple like from enjoy the flight to enjoy your flight. But first, there's Geico.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Hey everyone, you might remember me from Teen Mom 2, but my 15 minutes is almost up. So I'm back with another podcast. I'm your barely famous host, Kale Lowry, and I'm catching up with people from my past, putting my exes on the hot seat, and chatting with TikTokers, influencers, and other reality stars. Get weird with me every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got the energy, give it on. It's up, Drew, Scatman Crothers.
I'm Scatty Boy.
Scatman Crothers. All right.
So.
Now listen to me.
Yeah, okay.
I like the, here's an interesting subtle.
Okay.
Everything is subtle, but it makes a difference. I was reminded by a few things. I was working on my audiobook, and I was reading some of my verbiage, which is about little subtle language things, right?
Yeah.
So back when something would happen, somebody would say something, and somebody would get their feelings hurt or something, they'd say, I apologize to all those offended.
Mm. Okay.
They don't say that anymore.
Okay.
You know what they say?
They just apologize.
To all those affected.
Oh, interesting.
It's a big difference between affected and offended.
Yeah.
Offended.
Being affected feels like physically affected.
Well, it means whatever you did hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Offended, that's up to you.
Uh-huh.
That just means you're uptight.
Man.
Right? All those offended anybody.
Who did that? When did we switch over to that?
But a few years ago.
Yeah.
We switched over to those affected. I don't know. Gary, you might be able to, I don't know if.
I see the stuff around here.
Something, it's about page, I remember I was doing it, working on the audiobook yesterday.
I have a digital copy of it. I can find it.
It's about page 90 or something. Of the book, as I recall.
But did you say those affected in the book? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say it. Okay. I noticed the difference, but when they change things a little bit, they do it for a fucking reason.
Because where does it come from?
It comes from the left.
But who has the energy for that?
They don't want people saying what they want to say. And if you're offended, that means you are uptight. You're your grandmother. You know, you're Christian, uptight, whatever. But if you say affected, now you're affecting these
people.
You must be silenced, right?
Of course.
Because you're affecting.
You're hurting somebody.
Offending, that's up to them.
Yeah.
Affecting, that's on you, and that's why we got to take you off of Twitter. Because you're affecting people. Offending people, that's what Richard Pryor would do.
Right.
Affecting people, that's what Donald Trump does.
Yes.
So he has to be taken down because it's dangerous.
But is it
there's nothing dangerous about offending.
Is it a college professor thinking about these things?
What do lawyers do all day? They take the language and they go, you know, my client was assaulted while, you know, what do they?
Maybe it's lawyers at the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right. How do they massage everything all the time?
It's all they have is words. That's their instrument.
Right.
That's what they use.
So if it's if you're on one side, it's assaulted. If you're on the other side, it was a pat of endearment, encouragement, you know, whatever. It's like they're all trying to make their case. This is a bunch of smart wordsmith people trying
lawyers.
To make the case for people to stop talking,
yeah,
or what have you. But here's the one I noticed, and also all roads lead to narcissism,
of course,
as well.
Of course.
Here's a subtle one. Ready for a super subtle one?
Yeah.
Stumbled onto this shit when I was sitting on a Southwest flight getting ready to head to Denver over the weekend. Enjoy your flight.
It's more narcissistic.
It used to be
enjoy the flight. Yeah.
It was always enjoy the flight.
Yeah.
The.
Yeah.
It went from the flight. By the way, I would argue not broken. Enjoy the flight. Enjoy your flight. It's your flight.
You're the center of the universe.
And the other 149 people with no fucking elbow room on this 100% full Southwest flight where Mike August is sitting in the middle and there's a fat guy against the window napping. But it's all our flights. It's not the flight. That's a big thing. It used to be the flight. The flight was we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Now it's your flight. And if it's your flight, this fucking guy's elbow is in my arm space.
And that's the other group, though, that messes with words is the marketing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's marketing and lawyers.
Yes.
Very interesting.
I was just sitting there going, enjoy your flight? Because it was always enjoy the flight.
Yeah.
The.
Ew. It's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross. But, yeah. But what are we doing? You know, the Nike, this is your world. We're all just kind of living on it. This crazy narcissism bullshit. This is where it's going. There's no doubt it's connected.
Going. We're there.
Well, we're there. There's no reason to change enjoy the flight. There is no reason.
Yeah. Well, it's shocking to think that anybody spent enough energy to think about that and then change it.
Yes.
And to know that it would massage some element that people have today. I mean, I would think if they tried it in the 50s, people would be like, what are you talking about? Drive our flight.
Well,
I'm not flying the plane.
Here's my take on it. Whatever you get out of the gate with, that's grandfathered in. If in the 1950s they said, enjoy your flight, I got no qualms. It's the change part.
Yeah.
It's you went from offended to affected. Why? Why do you keep changing? Why do you keep doing it? And how come it's only going in one direction?
Well, I know I reference Alexa Tocqueville all the time, but one of his other injunctions was that there are more lawyers in the United States with more influence than any other country in the world, and that would one day become a major threat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're there.
Yes, I think we are. All right. Well, Gary can scour around for that. What are you thinking about?
I'm mostly thinking about the narcissism and how I was talking to Megan Dom about this, in fact, and she was sort of grilling me about, as it pertains to narcissism, did you know that they cannot fill military recruit positions anymore? I mean, if you're narcissistic, unless you're really narcissistic, well, then you might want to be a fighter pilot. But generally hey, it's all about me, why would you be of service? Why would you join something called the service?
Right.
If it's all about me, it's like, I don't want to do that. And by the way, nothing matters anyway, and this is a bad country, and it sucks, and it's oppressive. Of course, you're not going to want to be in a military to protect this.
Well, and I think it was the Navy that just had that pronouns
video. Oh, did you see that
video?
Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I did.
That was astonishing. Like somebody made that. It really looked like an SNL skit. Like if you were going to make a joke.
Yes.
They also seemed to have like, there was something wrong with the people in the skit. Like they were like Asperger's or something.
Parody. It seemed like a parody.
Yeah.
It was also, well, so the New World Orders, you have to kind of pick. You can't have a white person. You can't. So maybe you can have a black person, but there's this new kind of in between where you just look and go, maybe that person's Hispanic. Maybe they're black. Maybe they're Middle Eastern. Like that's, yes, mission accomplished.
Yes.
We'll just get this sort of all things to all people.
What you used to call Johnny Quest villain.
Yeah. Just this thing of this shade of this person. Yes, that's your nationality. Johnny Quest villain nationality. Johnny Quest, they weren't Asian and they weren't Russian
right.
And they weren't Middle Eastern. They were just something.
They were different. Sometimes wore a turban. Sometimes
they were like sort of Asian and Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
kind of at the same time. Their eyes had a little bit of that look. Their skin, they weren't black. They weren't African. They weren't German.
They weren't Russian.
They were just something. Johnny Quest villain nationality. Because when they did Johnny Quest, we weren't really at war. So
we have to tell people what Johnny Quest was.
Oh, it's the greatest cartoon on TV.
I couldn't find the digital copy, but the first hardcover editions of your book showed up. So
I
found it here.
Let's see the cover.
Handsome book here.
What page is that on?
You could not have been closer. 88.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I probably could have. I said 90.
Could have said 88.
I said 89 and been closer, I suppose. So yeah. I should check my verbiage there. So this is the book, for those who may not know, is largely a question and answer. Would you like me to read the question associated with
this? Sure, sure.
All right. I've long been a fan of the adage, don't feel like a victim and you won't be one. With that mindset, how do you think our society will be affected long term when so many are offended, either personally or on behalf of someone else? Or in other words, what are the long-term effects on an affected nation? Daniel, 38, Ontario, Canada. I definitely covered the victim identity permeating our culture and the outrage on behalf of someone else in my last book. But a word that you used got me thinking. Affected. Last year, a college basketball coach misspoke, saying something about a plantation, and someone ratted him out. The details are unimportant because what I noticed is something in the mea culpa from the school. In their statement, they apologized to all those affected. Back in the day, they would say sorry to all those offended. But offended is on the person who's taking offense. Offense is in the eye of the offended. Mm. This change in vernacular is a sign, and a bad one. No one was affected. Nothing happened. They might have been offended, but they were not affected. It is part of the exaggeration of, and elevation of, words to actions that has that the left has mastered.
Could I be more succinct?
Well, what's even more than...
See, because... He said, like, the basketball coach said something like, don't get off the plantation or something. He meant reservation or whatever. He's a coach. You know what I mean?
He's talking.
Nobody was affected. Yeah. Nobody. So, by the way, you people who are in academia and who are wordsmiths are fucking words up.
Well, you know, it's an attorney that made them write that, of course, right?
Right. But no one was affected.
Yeah.
If you're a pussy, you could have been offended.
In a weird way, affected sort of becomes the tampering... Destroying, messing
with, disabling, or destroying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, lawyers.
Yeah, they just expand the category. Now it's gone from offended to affected. It's a broader category.
I'd like to get the definition, Gary, of both of those, because we're doing a lot of affected by social this and affected by racism and affected by, like, what you're offended by it. Now, here's the reason. Here's the reason why they've swapped the two words out. If you say affected by, we got to make some changes. Yes. Government's got to get involved.
Yeah.
We got to pass some laws.
Yeah.
You're being affected by this. If you're offended by it, you need to fucking crack a beer and lighten up.
Or there also is, you know, attorneys tend to think more in terms of making sure they cover all the bases when they apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's so affected, just a broader category.
All right, hit your spot and then we'll give you the Webster version.
Jordan Harbinger Show. We love Jordan Harbinger. We love his show. If you're a fan of fascinating podcast, interesting people, you should definitely check out Jordan Harbinger. He himself's had a wildlife experience. He's professionally trained. He speaks multiple languages. He's been all over the world. He's been held hostage a couple times. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Dan Pink joins to discover the power of regret, how looking backward moves us. Or listen to Jordan's interview with Grammy Award-winning Ludacris. He gets Ludacris in there. Has a nice interview. Or hear how a former child soldier in Sierra Leone grew up to become a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. You will always find something useful to apply to your own life. Routine changes to produce productivity, mindset tweaks that will change how you see the world. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. We enjoy it. We know you will too. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That is H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It is the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right. We have the definitions of offended versus affected.
Correct. Would you like them in the order you just gave?
Sure.
All right. So offended, there are a few here that don't apply that are about, you know, offense or whatever, but offended, to cause difficulty, discomfort, or injury, or to cause dislike, anger, or vexation.
Hold on. Injury?
Yeah, that's weird.
These are new definitions. That's the other thing, too, is these assholes got hold of
the dictionary
and went, we're going to...
Wow.
We are on Webster specifically because you mentioned them.
Okay. Because that's not the old.
Injury does not seem right to me.
Now we got to go if there was a fucking 2.0 version of offended. But sorry, go ahead with affected.
Having or showing an attitude or mode of behavior that is not natural or genuinely felt.
That's different. That's affectation.
That's affectation. Yeah. Come on, Gary.
Affected. Maybe it's with an E. Affected.
That's how it was spelled in the book. I thought.
Huh. Why did they?
Is there entry of two? Let's see. Where's the second one? Let's go to the second.
Yeah. So if you click the first one, there said that it's.
Here it is. Produce an effect.
Past tense. Okay.
Attitude, mode of behavior. Wait a minute. Yow. To produce an effect on someone, which is the noun. So affect is the verb of to affect somebody, to create an effect. Cause illness, symptoms. There you go. Produce emotional response in someone. Keep going. Influence someone. So, interesting. So that's affectation again. So weirdly, they made offense worse.
Something is going on with these definitions.
Yeah.
Did offense say injury?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I wonder what the definition would have been from 1955.
If you just put it into Google, which is what we typically do around here, offended says resentful or annoyed, typically as a result of perceived insult.
Okay.
That's spot on.
I'm going to go to dictionary.com while you're messing around. Go ahead. And?
So injury. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting.
And for affected, it says influenced or touched by an external factor or artificial, pretentious, and designed to impress.
Well, the artificial.
Influence here is a bit better. Influenced in a harmful way.
What?
Affected.
Affected.
Yeah.
Right.
Influence in a harmful way. Harmed or attacked.
That's the dictionary.com?
Yeah. Which I think is Webster's official. It's official of some dictionary.
All right. So that's that. Yeah. And then what's offended?
In this one?
Yeah.
Offended. Feeling or expressing hurt.
Right. So that's on you.
Yeah. Indignation, irritation. Being the recipient or victim of criminal, morally repugnant behavior, affected disagreeably. So no injury. Wow.
Injury. For offense.
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. We're redefining the language. Drew, how long I've been banging on redefining our language?
You know, I think your mom thought she left the world without making a big impact on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she and hers did with the language. Left an indelible mark. Messing with the language.
You control the language. You control everything. All right. Let's see. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, I was still going back on narcissism. And if we have any calls, we can't see them up there, but I don't know if you've got them or not. But I was talking to Megan, as I was telling you, about the growing awareness that there has been a narcissistic turn.
What?
And that particularly the sort of more primitive cluster B type personalities are pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked about – I can't remember if we ever talked about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. And
Probably a little bit.
We must have somewhere. But I really want to sort of shine a little light on one aspect that I want to make sure that we point out, which is that they did us a great service. As miserable as it was and awful as it was, they did the country a great service. A, they pointed out that, you know, women can be abusers. B, that men can be accused of things that they didn't necessarily do. But so those are sort of, you know, on the surface. But I think the deeper thing that I'm hoping people get from it is that experience and memory is highly inaccurate. Highly inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not pointing my finger just at Amber Heard. In other words, Johnny Depp's experience and memory was distorted by drugs and alcohol. It makes him experience things and remember things in a distorted way. But borderline personality disorder causes severe disturbances of experience. And then when you take those experiences and put them in memory, memory is highly flawed and continues to distort them more.
So, the whole memory thing, and look, maybe the memory was different before there was so many electronics lawsuits and I don't know, whatever it was. But the memory, I've seen it. You'll see it in yourself if you go back and get together the old gang and start talking about, you know, the old days, you know, and you go, oh, remember season one of The Man Show? We had that intern. No, that's season three.
Right.
You know, and they go, oh, I thought it was, weren't we in the old bungalow? No, we'd moved by then.
And then you still don't know who's right.
Yeah.
Either you could be right.
Well, I always give up the ghost at that point. But it's like, yeah, I know. I had pictured myself sitting in the old bungalow, sitting at my desk when that guy came. No, that guy didn't come in until after, you know.
Yeah. Memory is highly flawed. And there's a whole world of eyewitness studies, you know, eyewitness accounts that document how pathetic we are at just experiencing something. I used to experience it when I'd go into a – do an exam or something on a borderline patient, I'd always bring a female patient in. And literally, it would be a pleasant exchange, normal exam. And at the end, the person would come out and go, he yelled at me, and he touched. And they believe it. It's not, they're not lying. They believe what they experienced.
Yeah.
And then it gets laid down in memory in even a more distorted way. So when it comes to like eyewitness accounts, you know, you ever read my friend Bobby Chacon? He's an FBI agent. Remember that guy? I don't know if you've ever met him, but he ran a symposium on eyewitnesses. People come to this symposium to learn about eyewitness accounts and how inaccurate they are. And what he would do is while people are in the auditorium –
Bobby Chacon was a middleweight boxer.
Oh, really? Well, this is C-H-A-C-O-N.
I don't know. Gary's got to figure out how my memory is. Bobby Chacon.
Correct. Yeah. Same spelling.
C-H-A-C-O-N?
Correct.
Oh, well.
Middleweight boxer.
Interesting.
Champion –
featherweight.
Oh, feather. It was
weird. You're way off.
Two weight classes. No, hold on. Two weight classes, but he did hold the featherweight title.
In my head, I was going down in weight. I'm saying middleweight, but I was thinking, no, it's younger. Yeah. He's
featherweight
lighter.
And super featherweight.
He is a champion and quite a good fighter, right? I was probably 47 and 9 or something.
59-7-1 with 47 knockouts.
Pretty much.
Well, I had the seven losses.
That zone, yeah.
All right.
It's the right zone.
Different few years back.
Different guy, Bobby Chacon?
Different guy.
Okay.
This guy's FBI
agent. Well, then carry on.
And the way you say Chacon, I'm guessing.
Latin American descent.
I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. This guy's not that. Mm-hmm. This is more like Francais, I think. Mm-hmm. Chacon. Mm-hmm. So he has a symposium, and while people are sitting in the auditorium preparing to see these lecture series on eyewitnesses, he would stage a thing where a couple would have a fight on the right side of the room. And on the left side, two guys would come in, one white, one black, and abduct somebody in the front row and run off. Mm-hmm. And they did ask the whole room, 30, 50 people, what they just saw. And he said 90%+ can't get any of it. They get wrong what the distraction was. They can't get the race or even the gender of the guys that came in. It's just all over the place.
Yeah.
And
I bet they get the gender part.
But, no,
but anyway, the point is it's
highly inaccurate. The point is we put all this emphasis on, I know, I remember.
Well, look, but let me tell you the insidious part of this. Now, there's a part you're leaving out, although not intentionally. First, let me tell you about Simply Safe. Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. We believe home security in your home should be the safest place on earth for you and your family. I use Simply Safe, and you should use it as well. It's easy to set up. It's fast. It's simple. 24/7 professional monitoring. Simply Safe's agents dispatch police, fire responders, and I should say first responders, police, fire, whatever. And if a threat's detected, even if you're not home or you can't be reached, $1 a day, no long-term contracts. Named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report. Third year in a row. And you can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Adam2. Go today and you get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/Adam2. All right, we'll take a break, and then I'll tell you the insidious part of this right after this. All right, so Drew.
And the part I'm leaving out. I'm wondering what that is. I'm curious.
Well, look, everyone's. It's not that everyone's memory is inaccurate. It's everyone's memory is what they want it to be. And that's the
scary motivated
part.
Motivated reasoning, reasoning from these are all cognitive distortions, which
right,
are always
but
operating,
we,
always
I mean,
part of it.
I am, I cannot tell you how much I hear of like this person said this and this person did that. I mean, there's just a lot of motivated stuff. I find
motivated reasoning.
Yep. 12 times a day, I say to people, "What's in it for them?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?" Or just a kind of a
yes.
verbiage thing, like oh. Someone's got some documents. They're holding them hostage. It's like they're not holding them hostage. They don't care. If you want them, go get the documents. You know, why are you speaking in these terms?
Yes, you're right.
Because I know it feels like
yeah.
they're holding things hostage from
yeah.
you, but it's really it's like, yeah, call the guy up and tell him you need the docs.
Yes. Well, and by the way, I the fact that people now say things like
this is a lot of chick think, by the way, Drew.
Well, yes,
tons of chick think.
Yes, and people Oodles say things like
chick think.
Like, oh, we can't, I don't feel comfortable around that person. You never then get a chance to test reality,
right?
Because you stay in your little bubble, right? Oh no, I can't be around that person. I can't follow. I can't find out even what they're thinking. Or
right.
who they really are. I just have right. my perception and I'm offended or I'm affected and
mm-hmm.
whatever. So it gets even worse now because you're then rewarded, you're a hero for not being around a person that is oh, dangerous or affecting people.
Yeah.
It's awful.
No,
it's the worst. It's the exact opposite of how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it with contact.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you reduce racism. That's how you reduce bias. Everything.
Don't, I'll tell you the big problem with people is they don't kind of do context versus like what's in it for them. You know what I mean? Like,
they don't think about the cognitive distortions. We don't think about them.
But what they don't really do is like they go, all right, this car make is a real piece of shit and it's racist or something.
Yeah.
But then you see them all over town, you know, and you never stop and go, why do people like this car?
Yeah.
Oh, if it is a racist car
right.
or a bad car
right.
or an evil car, why is it popular?
Right.
Why do people buy it? That guy driving that car with his wife, is he a racist?
Systemic racism.
Like,
it's
is
there.
It just, do you ever want to drill down on it a little bit? Like, how did it get this mantle? And why do people seem to enjoy it? Or why does half the country like it? If it's bad, are they bad? You know what I mean? Like, You gotta figure out motivation just a little bit. You know what I mean? If somebody's late, you can't say it's because they're evil. You have to try to figure out whether there was traffic or there was a situation or whatever. You can't just go evil.
What you're describing is something called the fundamental attribution error or just attribution errors, which is you see somebody doing something in a certain context and you attribute the behavior to some constitutional property. Something
mm-hmm.
internal in that person that you judge to be bad.
Yeah.
Which is an attribution error. You don't have no idea what the – you're not a mind reader. The person may have just been running away from – who knows what, whatever you've seen. They could be the circumstance entirely dictating the behavior.
Yep. All right. I'm going to try one more
right,
call
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to Mike, 53, from Pennsylvania. Mike?
Hey, Adam and Drew. First time I've ever done something like this, so forgive me if I'm a little nervous. So I have a question about the COVID booster, and then I have a comment about Bald Brian that I'd like to pass along.
Okay.
Let me, but
very related topics.
Yeah, I know. So I'm 53. I got the vaccine as soon as it was available to me and got both shots. Actually got Delta on the day I was supposed to get my booster and then got the booster about a month after having Delta. And I was just wondering, should I get the second booster or – I probably have enough antibodies.
Yeah.
But I'm okay.
Okay. So how did you do with the booster? How did it affect you?
That didn't bother me at all.
All right. The answer is we don't have the science to really answer your question. What should somebody do who has hybrid immunity and is boosted? We actually don't. And is under the age of 60.
Yeah.
Well, if you were 75, I'd say boost.
If you had comorbidities, too.
Which is mostly aging. Mostly aging. We don't know. So I always tell people to discuss it with their physician and to see what he or she thinks is the right thing for you. But I've seen enough really nasty reactions to the vaccine to make me a little bit circumspect when it comes to saying, no, just get boosted. Just do it. Just get it.
I would be against the boost myself.
It just isn't – the science isn't there to really tell you what to do. There's lots of intermediate steps you could take. There's certain really barely commercially available kinds of antibody profiles and things you can get, but they're hard to – they're not very standardized and they're hard to come by, and so you probably aren't going to get access to that. And it's again really easy to say just get boosted, but there's good treatments out there now. You have hybrid immunity. The thing I've been doing with my patients that are sort of on the fence is I've been saying, why don't you wait till the fall? Because first of all, you have good hybrid immunity. You're probably good for 6 to 12 months anyway. So they wait till the fall, and by the fall, we should have three more potential options for boosters available: Covaxin, Novavax, and an intranasal vaccine. Hopefully, they're all going to be approved as boostering. And we'll have a sense of whether those are safer even than the mRNA vaccines because they're more traditional platforms. So that's kind of what I've been telling people that are sort of on the fence.
All right. What was your Bald Brian comment?
Great. So in 2019, my wife and I found out that she had a brain tumor, and I was really upset about it. Didn't kind of really know where to start, and I reached out to Bald on Twitter, and he wrote to me and gave me some advice, and he actually put me in touch with Christy, and they were just very kind to a stranger, and gave me a lot of really good advice that helped us kind of navigate that first phase of my wife's cancer. So I can't say enough good things about both of them.
Nice.
Oh, thank you. I'll pass that along to him.
His book was really good, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, take care of your business.
All right. First impressions are important, and smile is one of those things that people notice first. Pulling oil can help, reduce stains, but not the enamel. And pulling oil is also the most natural way to reestablish the oral microbiome balance. And that biome is important. Guru Nanda is America's number one pulling oil, first to market. It's simple, natural, proven, non-toxic, great-tasting oral wellness. Just shake the bottle, pour into the provided measuring cup, swish for 2 minutes, spit, and rinse. Again, it can remove stains, it can improve breath, and it's non-toxic. And it's some people's very favorite way to help with their breath and establish that oral microbiome. Right, Gary?
That's right. The right oral care is crucial to your overall well-being. Guru Nanda is offering something special for our listeners. For a limited time, you can save $3 off each bottle purchased exclusively at Walmart. To redeem, grab your Guru Nanda pulling oil at Walmart and check out using the 51 Savings app. That's not all. Guru Nanda also likes to treat his friends, so he's giving away $500 gift cards. Just go to gurunanda.com/win for your chance to win a $500 Walmart gift card.
All right, and go to amcroll.com for all the live shows and pre-order my books coming out soon as well. What do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.tv for the streaming shows, and don't forget Dr. Drew After Dark. It's there at drdrew.com.
So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance, for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.